Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Personal agency, right? You are the agent in your life. You're the key actor in your life. You're the one writing the script. You're the director and the actor. You are the captain of your ship. You are the responsible party in your life for your behaviors and your actions, your situations, your circumstances. That personal agency says, I got a problem. I own this problem. I got to deal with this. I got to face this head on, and I got to problem solve here. And this is where most people, their personal development and personal growth becomes stunted very early on in life, where there's a problem and they want somebody to ride in on that proverbial white horse to save them. They got a problem and they don't take ownership of the problem. So they lack personal responsibility. Think about those two deleterious effects on someone's life. If early on in their life, they have problems in their life, but they think someone else is going to solve it, so they don't engage the problem. They avoid the obstacle. They don't face it. And at the same time, no part of it is ever developing personal responsibility or ownership to the circumstances of life. This is how you get people who develop what most philosophers would call apathy towards life, like a laziness towards life, because I'm disengaged, not my problem, right? But also lack that personal agency and responsibility that's so critical to psychological health. And where they now, the opposite is victimhood. So imagine a disengaged habit and a victim mindset versus do-it-yourself personal ownership and solution mindset. And so that was a habit that changed my life. A habit of seeing a problem and going, I'm going to problem solve that. And a habit of saying, okay, that's on me. And that came from my mom. Just seeing her do stuff that she didn't know how to do, but she's like, hey, there's a problem. These two boys in this basement, they are fighting all the friggin' time. We have one bathroom on the main floor for four people. This is not going so well. We got to figure this out. We got kids in school and work. We need another bathroom down here. And we don't have the money to hire someone to do it. So instead, I'm going to go get these books from the library, figure out how to do it myself, and go scrap together the materials and resources. I'm going to figure out how to do this. All throughout my life, I saw my parents do that in every possible imaginable way. And I know many of you had role models like that too. And if you didn't have a role model like that too, be that for someone. Be that for somebody. You know, show your kids what you're capable of. Be proud of that. Show them how to engage problems, not to complain about them, not to get a bad attitude, not to swear, curse, or get upset about it, but rather go, you know what? I'm going to show them how to handle this right now. Even if you don't handle it perfectly. See, the worst thing a parent can ever do is to believe that their kids expect perfection from them. What your kids expect is engagement, not perfection. What they're inspired by is engagement, not perfection. We're the ones telling ourselves stories that the kids need to see us perfect. And when I deal with this, and I deal with this a lot in high performance coaching, I get an executive who's got a new parent. Who's a new parent at the same time. And she's judging herself because she's so busy and she's not being a great parent. She thinks she should be perfect. I'm like, how old is your toddler?
oh, so-and-so months, or, you know, in 1 year, two, 3 year, whatever. I say, oh, okay. I say, so you think that you need to be perfect for this little animal that is pooping itself all day long. Now, where did that come from? You think you have to be perfect? That is not what that little being is expecting of you. You got to rewire yourself, because you're going to develop so much self-hatred for not being perfect that it will stunt you and it will stunt your child's growth. Engage, do your best, have a good attitude, and don't worry about the outcome being perfect, but get in there.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com, or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
And so I think it's important for us to realize, is there any problem in your life that you've just been not looking at and avoiding? Early in my life, until I developed that real, I would say the real solution mindset, I don't think it set in until my mid-20s, to be honest. And one area for me was my finances. I wouldn't look at the credit card statements. I literally was that person who would get the credit card bill. I'd see it. I'd put it on the desk. I just wouldn't open it. And maybe 2 or 3, 4 months later, I just throw them away. I'd have them there telling myself I'm going to open it. I just wouldn't, because I was in so much debt from college that I just was like, I'm never going to get out of this. That was my mentality, right? Until I adopted some of these other mentalities, these mindset shifts. No, okay, this is a problem. I own this problem. I'm going to face this. I'm going to learn about finances and wealth. I'm going to learn how to, at that time, get promoted. At that time, start a business. At that time, understand investing and finances and saving, how to pay off credit card debt. So I read books on it. And many of you have received the benefit of that, because I read a book by David Bach on how to start late and finish rich, on The Automatic Millionaire. And as you all know, pro members, you have access to David's training in his replays from his incredible, he gave a master class all year last year. Every month he was live for pro members teaching wealth. And it was unbelievably great, because he was teaching not get rich quick stuff, just like financial management and literacy. And I would never be here if I had not done that, ever. I would have never figured those things out. So at some point, you have to identify the things you're avoiding. I knew I was avoiding the finances. And then one day I decided to engage. Is there something you need to engage? Your health, that relationship you're trying to avoid or have that difficult discussion, that problem on your team, that, you know, difficult reality with one of the children you're avoiding. What is it for you? Be honest. It's okay. And you know what the beautiful about personal development work is? And you're going to learn how to do this. You're going to learn how to do personal development work with the solution in mind, with ownership in mind, but same thing, not expecting perfection. See, I'm solution mindset. I'm do it yourself, but I also don't expect perfection. And that allows me to keep going. And just like that first habit of learning to manage my emotions and releasing the outcome.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brendan Burchard, and Marketing with Brendan Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health, you know, being a former NFL player, an athlete when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life where as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori
And she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy. I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language. Earn. To earn the gifts we've been given. To earn the life that we want. To work for it. To strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're going to get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot. You'll be motivated. And you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.